This is Morning Edition. I'm David Brower. More than a year ago, a coal ash spill on the Dan River alerted many in North Carolina to a huge problem. Millions of tons of coal ash sit in unlined pits near some of the state's most important rivers. These pits contain arsenic, selenium, and other potentially toxic heavy metals. And while there's been a lot of political activity around the issue, no coal ash has been moved in North Carolina. As Dave DeWitt reports, that's not the case with one of our neighbors.
A few days after the General Assembly passed the Coal Ash Management Act last fall, Governor Pat McCrory recorded a video and made a claim many in his Republican Party have since proudly repeated.
This bill makes North Carolina the national leader in acknowledging and attacking the coal ash problem that has been building for more than a half a century.
Acknowledging and attacking hasn't so far led to any moving of coal ash. And as far as being a national leader, it's actually one of our neighbors, South Carolina, that may lay a better claim, says Frank Holloman, an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
That Coal Ash Management Act has been in place for months, and as of today, not 1 ounce of ash has been moved as a result of that act. Meanwhile, the ash and pollution is being cleaned up in South Carolina and has been cleaned up in South Carolina for years.
Duke Energy operates in both states. In North Carolina, it is by far the dominant utility and has about 120 million tons of coal ash. In South Carolina, it's one of three main utility companies and has around 10 million. Erin Culbert is a spokeswoman for Duke Energy.
So North Carolina is vastly bigger in scope and in scale, but it's also, of course, the location where the Dan River ash release occurred last February. And that has spurred North Carolina legislators to pass a very complex new state law.
Culbert says a more simplified regulatory environment in South Carolina makes it easier to get coal ash moved there. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, along with the Southern Environmental Law Center and the three main utilities that operate in the state, struck an agreement to get nearly all coal ash moved to lined landfills. Some of it is being moved already. Holloman praises what has happened in South Carolina and says citizen lawsuits brought by the SELC have moved things along there. And he says there's another reason why it hasn't happened here.
The very, very close relationship between the regulators and Duke Energy.
That's insane.
Tom Reeder is an assistant secretary at the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and he disagrees with that assessment.
What? I just can't understand. A career state employee, what would they have to gain by entering into some sort of special relationship for Duke? So it's very hurtful when you hear that, actually.
Reeder estimates that between 100 and 200 Diener employees are working on the coal ash issue at any one time. It's the largest mobilization within Diener on a single problem in his 18 years at the department.
You know, this is kind of like sending the man to the moon, but not nearly as glamorous.
When asked why South Carolina was able to launch its program to move coal ash, but North Carolina is still stuck on the ground, Reeder offers this assessment.
The short answer to that is EPA did not make them go through the levels of scrutiny that we're going through right now today. That's a short answer. You know, I don't know how long it took them to get coal ash actually moved. But, you know, I've said publicly, my goal, and I still hope to get this goal, is to have us start moving coal ash within a year of the passage of these bills. So sometime in the summer of 2015.
That goal seems optimistic given all that's going on. Duke Energy recently appealed a $21 million fine associated with groundwater contamination in coal ash, and more fines could be coming. The Coal Ash Management Commission has suspended its meetings, waiting for the resolution of a legal fight between the governor and legislative leaders. And opposition is mounting to Duke Energy's plan to move coal ash to two lined landfills in Lee and Chatham counties. Meanwhile, about 3 million gallons a day of potentially toxic water is seeping out of coal ash pits and into North Carolina's soil, rivers, and possibly drinking water. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio. WUNC.